Good morning. We have Shannon McCarthy with the Department of Transportation and Mason Villarma, who is the interim borough manager with the City and Borough of Wrangell. Today is Friday, December 8th. How are you guys?
I'm doing well.
Yeah, doing well for right now. Everybody in the city's crew is pretty spirits are high, and we're just moving forward as fast as we can.
Before this weekend, I imagine.
Yeah.
So, Shannon, we have a weather advisory for tomorrow,
Yes.
as well as Monday and Tuesday. And I understand road crews are trying to prepare for this, resulting in only two permitted access times today, which was at 7:30 this morning, and the next one is at 4 to 4:30 p.m. And there's no access that will happen through the slide zone tomorrow. Could you tell us what is going on over there?
Right. So with this additional storm on and the additional rain and wind that it will bring, we are asking our crew to get as much done as they can today. They're installing a 36-inch culvert that will help us convey water under the road. I think the last time we spoke, we talked about this 24-inch culvert, when we had that rain on Monday night. We had a lot of debris that was basically conveyed with the water downhill, and then we had to create a settling pond to allow the debris to settle out before getting into the culvert because we didn't want to have the culvert get overwhelmed and blocked. We didn't get a lot of rain that night. It's like 3/4 of an inch. It wasn't a ton of rain, but with this additional storm and the higher winds, we are concerned. So in terms of what the debris movement down the hill. So we're putting in a 36-inch pipe today, and then we're asking our crews and the public to stay off the road on Saturday, and then we'll get back to it on Sunday and survey what's happened and hopefully get back to work. We may have to have another closure on Monday. It just depends on what the conditions are when we're returned to the site on Sunday morning.
And how has the rest of this week been with the work over there?
Yeah, no, so they're moving quickly. I think I spoke with you on Wednesday about that we really need to rebuild the downhill side of the road. So the 6-inch shoulder is, really eroded and missing. And so we have to rebuild that up, especially if we're going to be putting in the pipes. And then we also are, using rock to armor that uphill side, which that really stabilizes the hill so it keeps the road safe. So those are ongoing. We certainly wanted to keep on working, but this, so these storms do put us back a little bit.
And do you have any other updates, or we're just going to wait and see what happens tomorrow?
Well, we actually have two 36-inch culverts that we want to install. Obviously, one today, and then hopefully we'll be able to get one in early next week. We also have located a really large culvert, a 72-inch culvert in Wrangell that we can use. We reached out to the U.S. Forest Service because it was in their material pit, and they are letting us use it. So we're going to actually install that one as well. So with those new pipes, I think that we will have, set up a pretty good system. We just have to, get through these two storms.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, Shannon.
Of course.
And Mason, will you tell us what is going on with the geological surveys of the slopes near the populated areas on the islands? So, I've heard, concerns from now 1.5 mile on and up. Do you have any information on that?
Yeah, so currently we're working with our team at DGGS to continue to monitor both those sites. Predominantly, the 3 mile slide has caused a lot of concern. We've compared LIDAR data prior to the initial slide, and then the Monday the 20th, and then now, and kind of looked at any changes that may have occurred. There may be some residual debris that's come down the existing slide, just at the road, the old logging road at the top of there. Nothing significant to note as of now, but we are continuing to monitor it via drones with staff on the ground. And we're working with DGGS to kind of understand a long-term approach for monitoring and mitigation.
Okay. And so do you have any suggestions, you know, for people who live in that area for this weekend storm?
Yeah, just certainly be aware of your surroundings with the weather that's coming in. You want to make sure that you're aware of potential slide activity occurring behind the Panhandle residences, or the Nugget Trailer Court rather. And you know, listen for cracking trees, make sure that you're looking for water that's maybe been rerouted or not appearing anymore. So just those basic signs of predictability of landslides. Also, if you do note any of those, please call the Wrangell Police Department or dial 911 if it's an emergency. We just caution everybody to stay engaged with their surroundings and inform the local authorities if there's any abnormal activities occurring. So if people do not feel safe during the inclement weather, please reach out to Heidi Armstrong, who's been coordinating some housing accommodations for folks that don't feel safe. So we'll be providing the up-to-date weather announcements through Nixle and our borough Facebook and website. I'm sitting in on a NOAA meeting at 11 a.m. to get the latest on this weather front, as well as the one that's developing for Monday and Tuesday. So that information will be forthcoming, and I'll make sure to relay that to you guys at the radio.
Great, thank you. And that would be a good time as well, as always, would be to sign up for Nixle, right?
Yes, absolutely. And so we've really launched a robust Nixle campaign. It's on all our agenda statements, all our borough publications at the top, the headers with the QR code to make it easier for folks. But also you can log on to wrangell.com, go to How Do I, and Nixle registration. It's super easy. We will be sending out Nixle updates frequently throughout both of these storms. And don't be panicked. It may just be an alert notice and provide you with information to make good personal decisions. So.
Okay. And do you have any other added updates on how officials are preparing for the upcoming storms?
Yeah, we're just we're following DOT's lead. Obviously, Saturday, nobody will be out at the site, the contractor, city employees included. So, we're just going to kind of wait and see how the storm develops on Saturday and if there's any impact to the sites out there. And that'll kind of dictate how we respond on Sunday. So I'm hopeful that Shannon and her teams, the culverts that they install, will help the free moving materials go underneath the road and not have an additional slide activity occur and to prevent further progress from happening. So, or at least draw out the process. So I think just want to create reasonable expectations for folks that we're looking at weeks here still for complete open access. So we obviously don't have a definitive timeline because we're subject to a lot of different variables right now, but we're working in partnership with DOT to do the best job we can and get open access as fast as we can.
Okay, thank you. And lastly, tomorrow morning at 10 a.m., we have a town hall meeting, which will be broadcasted through KSTK or by KSTK. And from my understanding, Facebook Live, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So what should the community know about the town hall meeting?
I think this will just be a really great opportunity of a panel of experts to deliver up-to-date information and answer community questions about resources that are available for folks that are impacted by this disaster, as well as give them the opportunity to understand, the timeline that may exist in response to this. So I think we'll have Shannon from DOT, we'll have geological experts to be able to answer some questions regarding the 3 mile site and their analysis on the data they've collected thus far, as well as the 11 mile site, and just provide some general education on how to best prepare and make good personal decisions in light of all this. We'll post the Zoom link on the borough Facebook. I believe KSD has issued that. We'll have it the Sentinel posted as well. And KSDK will be airing that Zoom meeting. If you have questions, you can type them into the chat on the Zoom or the Facebook Live that will also be streaming. So just trying to do multi-mode communications through the virtual town hall. It seems that the audio in the physical town hall wasn't super great, so we're gonna restructure into this format and hopefully it reaches a broader audience.
Great, thank you so much. Do either of you have anything else you'd like to add?
You know, just a reminder that the reason why we're pulling off the road in closing is just out of an abundance of caution. Our foremen are ready to go, and they have, equipment that are ready to clear anything that should hit the road. So just, we're getting ready and just closing that road as an abundance of caution, just to keep everyone safe.
Thank you.
Yeah, no further updates for me. I guess just reach out to Heidi Armstrong or Tammy Meisner for potential other accommodations if the storm impacts us in a way that we didn't expect. So, or you don't feel safe at your existing residence. I know that the Trident Bunkhouse is still available for folks. So just keep that in mind, and we're looking to help folks in any way that's possible. So please continue to relay your concerns through City Hall or the fire hall, and we'll make sure that we meet those needs.
Okay, thank you so much. And the last, just a reminder, the last permitted access time will be this afternoon between 4 and 4:30 p.m.
That's correct.
Yep. Thank you so much, Mason and Shannon. Have a good day.
You too.